This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage and Mr. Kurt Rogers, which joins us in studio. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. You know, I'm probably a whole lot better off than the Broncos.
Yeah.
Or Bronco fans, I should
Bronco
say.
Fans, yeah.
Bronco
or
fans,
yeah.
Or Bronco players. This is, you know, we're so used to winning.
I know.
This is painful to watch.
And, you know, we've had a down period here, but think about some of these other football cities, the Cleveland Browns, all the different.
Yeah, they're 0-9.
I mean, dude, how would you like to live there and
or something?
Never have anything to look forward to?
Yeah, and then you got the Giants, they're 1-9. It's like, you know, it's how do we get to – yeah, it hurts to watch.
Yeah, very painful.
But we kind of, you had to have an idea that when you lost Kubiak, you lost Phillips.
Peyton.
Peyton's gone. You know, and nothing against the coaching staff we have. And then how do you make all of this kind of rework?
And to a coach just never coached the NFL before. That's tough.
Yeah. I think he's a good guy. It's just that there's so much. You kind of had to have an idea that this was going to happen. And nobody at the beginning of the year would have thought Brock was coming back.
I guess I just want to see – I'd like to see a little more anger of just instead of – I mean, if you could
play every
press conference Vance Joseph has after the game, you could just replay from 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We had a good week of practice. We had a good plan. We had all this and nothing. I mean,
no disrespect.
Yeah.
Throw away what you think is good. Try to have a bad one and see if that changes the outcome of the game on Sunday. You know, yeah, we had good practice and the pass, because that ain't working.
Yes,
find
sir.
Something else.
I'm telling you. Well, we've got something exciting today. Again, Kurt Rogers is with us, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500, and they are our mortgage folks. And Kurt's been having a program, been going on here, a contest that's been going on all about you. So tell us a little bit about that contest been going on, and we're going to pick a winner today.
Okay, the contest started in August, and for 2 months, anyone who did a loan with us, they could get a $300 gift certificate to Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Lowe's. The winner of that one was more people chose Home Depot than anywhere else.
Oh, okay.
And that went on. And then all those that did the loan with us, the grand prize drawing is today. Now, the grand prize is either for 3 nights in Breckenridge, a 55-inch TV, or $1,000 cash.
So one of three prizes.
One of three prizes, and the winner of that today will be able to pick those.
All right.
So, and since we're here and we are on Facebook Live, so we're going to do the drawing now, and you get to draw. You have all the cards out here in front of you, and you get to pick one of those, and then I will announce who the winner is, and then after the show, I will call them up and say, okay, which one do you want? And if you're going to Breckenridge, you got to take me.
Exactly. All right. So Kurt has the business cards here, the names of all the folks that are entered into the drawing, so all I can see is the affordable interest mortgage side of this, and we will pick one here, and come up with a winner. So we're going to go with this one right here.
Okay. This one here goes to a woman by the name of, she's going to be so excited. Her name is Sharon and Harry Ellis. They live in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. I know this lady quite well. She was a referral to me.
Okay.
We both go to the same church, so this is going to be very exciting. I know there were many of the clients that we had called and told them we were going to have the drawing today, so they're listening. I'm sorry that you didn't win the $1,000, but Harry and Sharon, you have a gift certificate for either 3 nights in Breckenridge, a TV, or $1,000 cash, and they will call you after the show.
That'll be great. Well, congratulations to those folks. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage is really your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. AIMortgage.net is their website. And Kurt just has a great team of folks there, and they will help you out. So we're going to be talking a little bit today in our second segment and then the rest of the show. We're going to be talking about title insurance and things that really a title company does. And Kurt, this is just one of the important steps.
A lot of people take
your mortgage world.
You know, when they go to do either a refinance or a close, they sit there and they just watch the paperwork coming across. Title companies are extremely important because what they do is they take all the stuff that we give them and the lender gives them, and if there's a realtor, and they kind of clean it all up and make sure that you as the consumer is being protected, mm-hmm. making sure that they're ensuring the title that you're going to get is a clean one. A lot of people kind of take that for granted, but there's a lot of things going on right now, especially with wire fraud, that we're going to get into to understand what you need to watch for when you're doing any kind of mortgage loan, because it's gotten pretty bad lately.
And at the title company, that's where usually all the meeting is there to do all the closing,
That's
right?
correct, normally.
Okay.
Now, some of that is changing, and they're talking about going to, you don't even have to leave your house. You can just do it all on an iPad. But still, the work that the title company does and all the security that they have to put into it, a lot of people don't understand.
Gotcha.
And so we're going to kind of go over that because I think it's a need to know.
Okay. Mortgage insurance. We've talked a lot about that on shows.
Yes.
So tell us a little about that. You know, why is mortgage insurance necessary?
Mortgage insurance, what it does is protects the lender from default. The purpose of it is they determined years ago that there was a higher risk to a lender if the loan-to-value was higher than 80%. $200,000 loan, that means 160. So they decided to have insurance. They have insurance and everything else. They have insurance so that the lender's protected. The higher the loan-to-value, the higher the cost of the insurance. Well, when you're looking at, let's say, a $300,000 house, you might not have $60,000 down. You might only have 15.
Okay.
That's 5%. Well, you can actually get a loan without mortgage insurance at 5%, but there's a higher fee for that. The banks put that down to guarantee that they're going to get their money should you default. Then the mortgage insurance company comes after you.
Okay.
That was the design of the system when they came out with mortgage insurance.
Right. We got a text in yesterday because a person knows we do this show with you on Tuesdays, and they asked me to ask this question to you. Do you ever see the bank statement loans, if that's the way to say it? Bank statement loans ever coming back?
Back.
Oh, they're back.
They're back. Okay. I've been doing them now for about 9-10 months. If you have bank statements now, the way they used to do bank statements is different than they do them now. They can either take your personal or business, but you can do bank statement loans and they count that as income, whether it's your business bank statements or your personal bank statements, and they will count the last 24 months,
okay.
add them all up, divide by 24, and that's your income.
Wow.
Those are back. They're actually very good. John Rush talks about it all the time. Self-employed people, that works for them
mm-hmm.
because they do everything within the laws by using the tax benefits
sure.
that they have on their business. But at the bottom line shows that they don't net a whole lot of money, so they don't qualify. So the bank statement loans really do work.
Right. Now, a lot of the shows when you do your own show and you talk about mortgages, you talk about avoiding mortgage insurance. So how do people do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways you can avoid it. Sometimes, depending on what your score is and what your loan-to-value is. Let's say you get a loan for 3.5% and you get mortgage insurance on it. Adding mortgage insurance to a loan that doesn't require it, to where your score is good enough to get around it, is like adding a point and a quarter to a point and a half. Take a $300,000 loan. That payment might be on a 3.5, about $1,550 a month. But when you add mortgage insurance, it's like paying 4.75. Because at 4.25%, that payment's going to be $100 less, but you have no mortgage insurance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Follow that. So
right.
you may pay a higher rate by getting rid of the mortgage insurance, but the rate is tax deductible. The mortgage insurance is not.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add mortgage insurance to any loan, we have many customers now, you know, they're calling in and saying, okay, I got 3.25%. If I want to get rid of my mortgage insurance, what's it go to? And if I say 4%, they said, well, that's a lot. I said, but my payment is still $150 a month less than what you're paying. So you're really paying higher than the 4%.
Right.
And you're not getting the advantage of the interest that you get to write off for right now. Now, if they change the tax laws, it won't affect most people because that's only on $500,000
or more. $500,000,
right. Yeah. But so there is a way to get around it. If your credit score is really good, you can go to 97% loan to value and have no mortgage insurance.
Wow.
So the mortgage insurance, like I said at the beginning, is designed to protect the lender. All the lender will do is just raise the rate a little bit, which is still cheaper than getting one with mortgage insurance, and you can get the home.
Sure. Where do you see rates going between now, first of the year? You think they're going to hang in pretty good?
Well, they talked about, the Feds talked about raising the rates in December, which everybody believes they're going to do. It's not till December before they raise the rates. They've already raised the rates. Okay. Lenders will be proactive because the money that they're loaning out, they're not loaning out for 30 days. So if they give you a rate today, they're not loaning out for 30. Well, if the rate goes up in 30, they got to raise the rates today. They've already done that. And our rates are still running. You can get rates in the mid to upper threes and still in the low fours. You can still be around 4.5 and go maybe to 97% loan to value. So the rates are moving. Do I think they'll go much more? While the economy's doing well, there's just too much uncertainty in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And if the market takes a dive, they can't be raising rates too high because otherwise we'll have to turn right around and bring them back down.
Sure.
So I think that they're being very cautious about what's going on.
Okay. Good time to refinance right now?
I think it's an excellent time before it. Like we talked about, the rates get too much higher. But the other thing to think about if you're looking at refinancing, where can you borrow money at 4% and do improvements to your house? You go out to get a second mortgage, that's going to be higher than 4%.
Sure.
And it's not amortized over 30 years, so the payment's going to be higher. There's so much equity sitting in so many homes that people aren't able to go move into the house they want because it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Price values have gone up. So a lot of people are taking some cash out to improve. You put in hardwoods, redo their kitchen. So there's a lot of those, what they call rehab loans, that are out there that will give you anywhere from $35,000 to $100,000 at a very low rate to be able to refinance and do all that work and bring the value of your home up.
Wow.
Because when you do a refinance and you spend any money on a kitchen or on a bathroom, you're going to get probably 50 to 70 cents on the dollar back because those are the areas that will improve the value.
Right. Kurt Rogers is with us. Affordable Interest Mortgage is the company. AIMortgage.net is the website. Their number is 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. And Kurt is happy to visit with you, you know, by phone. If you want to run by their office in Greenwood Village, they're located at Arapahoe in Quebec, but they will help you out. And we got a couple minutes here for our break. Asset manager. I always love talking about that because, I mean, it works so good for a lot of people. For those who have never heard about it, let's start a little bit and tell them about it.
Well, the asset manager is a loan that's been around since 1965. It allows you to, it basically takes your checking account, attaches it to your mortgage. If you get a traditional mortgage, there are three things you can't control: the term, the payment, or the rate. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's amortized. It's compound interest, so it re-amortizes every month. With the asset manager, the only one that you can't control is the rate. The other two you get to control because you can shorten the term and shorten the profit to the bank. And the way that works with the asset manager is when you put money into this checking account, let's say you put in $5,000 a month to pay your bills. Well, every day that money sits there, it's basically paying you the same rate as you're paying on the mortgage. So let's say your rate's 4.5%. Well, if it sits there for 20 days, it's going to pay you 4.5% on that $5,000. It's going to then take that money and apply it to your principal in that month, which will lower your payment. As it lowers your payment, it allows more of the money you put in the bank to make your payment.
Sure.
So it pays it down faster. But it also, when you lower your payment, which you can't do in a normal loan,
right,
it lowers the amount of interest you pay the bank. The average consumer can take 12.6 years off their mortgage and save over $170,000 and change nothing with what they're doing. Just by attaching the checking account to the mortgage and running everything through there, your lazy money now gets a job.
Right. And anytime you always talk about paying something off early, it always requires you to change something in your way you're doing. And none of us want to change anything.
Nope.
So this is unusual.
Yeah. It's very unusual. And if you would like to call me and say, okay, we discuss it, I will be more than happy to give you 10, 15, 20 customers who have it. You call them up and ask them any question you want. Because I don't have one customer that has that loan that is not in love with the loan. They're paying off their home fast. They're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest.
Gotcha.
And one of the best benefits of the loan, you always have access to your equity for mm-hmm. 30 years. So as you pay it down, if you need money, you don't need me again. Go back and take the equity out.
Sure.
So it's got tremendous benefits to it.
For more information on that, you can call Kurt at 720-895-0500. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Melanie Lawson is going to join us. Melanie's with Capital Title. We're going to talk about what title companies do, and Kurt's going to help us out with a lot of these issues as well because these two go hand in hand with the mortgages. If you've got any kind of questions about mortgages, title insurance, all that, we'll open up the phone lines as well. 303-477-5600. This is Haystack Help Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
When you create your pet's list of New Year's Pawsolutions, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center will help you check off every item. Start the year fresh with a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats? And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050 and schedule your pet's Pawsolutions appointment today.
Hi, this is Scott Watley of Sportsman of Colorado. Check out our new sponsor, Old Steel Historical Firearms. At Old Steel, they specialize in the purchase and sale of historical firearms. Buy, sell, or trade, and consignments are welcome. Now, if you're looking for a modern weapon, they've got you covered with a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, rifles, and shotguns with new inventory arriving each week. Old Steel Historical Firearms is located at 12 East Girard Avenue in Inglewood. That's just two blocks north of Hamden off Broadway. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Call today, 720-662-7252. That's 720-662-7252. Check out their website, oldsteelguns.com.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th to the Colorado Convention Center. Try the gear, buy the trips, meet the pros. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Snow's coming, and at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, we have over 150 pre-owned trucks and SUVs on sale right now. We made a special purchase and will wholesale to the public. 4x4 starting at just $59.95, so come visit us. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, special edition today of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our guest today, Melanie Lawson. Melanie's with Capital Title. And Kurt, let's just kind of start out with is, why do you need these folks from a mortgage standpoint?
Because I'm no good at paperwork. Okay. That's the shortest version I have of that. When you're doing a mortgage loan, there's so many important documents that have to be deadly accurate. While the underwriter's there and the processor there, there's still all these state laws to make sure you have the right property with the right property description and that all the oil rights and all these rights have been taken care of. See, I can't even describe it all. That's why Melanie's here, as to what is important. It's like the title to a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it ever in a flood? Was it ever in a wreck? That's what these folks do. They kind of make sure that it's back in one position for you to protect you. But I'm going to let Melanie explain.
And Melanie, give you a proper welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. So title insurance. Title insurance is something that people really don't understand, because when we get in a car and we drive down the road, we get title insurance and we get car insurance because we know that if we're in a wreck, our car insurance company is going to take care of us. What title insurance does is twofold. Really, it's an indemnity agreement between the title company and the person, the named insured. So if the borrower is the insured in a refi, then we're insuring. But really, in all actuality, the lender is really insured. When you're doing a refinance and they require you to get title insurance, what they're insuring is that all the way back, as far as you can go, I guess you could go back to the Louisiana Purchase. You could go all the way back in title, that there's no flaws in that title. So a title company comes up, and say you have a common name. Say your name is Matt Smith, and it comes up with 30 liens on your property. Well, because there's that many Matt Smiths out there, the title company, a good title company, goes through and cleans all that out so that the lender has an easier job of putting his deal together. We basically take all the guesswork out of the title. We pull all the searches. It's done locally. We pull by their name, by the property, and anything that affects that property, so that we make sure all of that's clear, so that if you're selling your property, the new owner takes it free and clear, and there's not as big a risk. If it's been quit claimed, if there's judgments on there, that those are all cleared up when you purchase your property. Now, in a refi case, it would insure the lender. Again, let me explain that when you do a refi and you buy title insurance, you're buying title insurance for the lender, because the lender wants to be insured that nothing's going to rear its ugly head all the way back as far as it, you know, they can go.
Right.
As far as a purchase goes, a purchase, you want to take that property as free and clear as you can get it. And that's what we do. We make sure that all the liens, all the judgments, anything that's transpired was done properly. Because even between the last transaction, say you refied your property, but then you got divorced, and then you're selling your property, that spouses have been taken off title properly. We review older documents and make sure that those documents were executed properly. And we have a great local team. So your property, your title is not being shipped out to another country to be searched. It's being done in Lakewood, right, which is a great thing, because your information, your personal information is not being sent overseas. It's held here locally, which is great.
When you talk about insurance, and I get customers, why do I need to insure a home I already have? And the point is, because somewhere down the line, something may have got missed.
That's correct.
Whether it's a judgment or an IRS tax lien.
An uninsured heir, an unknown heir.
Right. And
somebody like that.
And they put a claim in and it got missed by other title companies. That's why each time, why the lender needs to be insured, because an IRS tax lien supersedes everything.
Well, and why do you, an IRS tax lien, they say criminal restitution, IRS tax liens, and HOA liens are the big three that sit in front of our title insurance, right, that we see. They're the super liens that sit in front of things. But we want to make sure that that hasn't happened and that it somehow is transferred to your ownership, or incorrectly transferred to your ownership, so that we can help, you know, figure out what we need, what needs to be done to remove that.
And if you don't do that correctly, if That's you
right.
miss it,
right,
and there's a problem, it doesn't come back on the lender, doesn't come back on the homeowner.
Right.
It comes back on you.
Right. That brings up a good point. I mean, we're kind of crossing questions here, but one of the things is that we talked about owner's coverage versus lender's coverage. So, one, I want to talk about one thing. Let's back up just a second. And we talk about when you say, why do we need title insurance? It's also, what title company do you need? You need somebody who understands you, that can understand on a layman's level what you know and what you don't know, so that we can talk to you and tell you this is what's showing up and this is how we clear it. But you also want a good underwriter, just like when you buy your car insurance. You know, you choose what kind of level of insurance you have, whether they have an A-plus rating, whether they're A-plus with Better Business Bureau. You choose that underwriter. Capital Title is Stewart Title's largest agency in the state. There's only a handful of Circle of Excellence agencies in the country, and one of those exists right here in Colorado, Capital Title. We're proud to be, you know, to be the title company for people like Adjustable Interest Mortgage and Affordable Interest Mortgage. I call you AIM, so I don't know.
Call me whatever you want.
We call you AIM. We
so
call you Kurt.
Who chooses her? Do I choose her? Do you choose her? Like, if I get a mortgage through you,
right?
And she says, you know, it's important who you pick. Who
That's
picks?
A great question, Scott, because years ago, before a law came out called TRID, you had no right to choose a title company. That was chosen either by the lender on a refinance or normally by the selling agent on a purchase. You now have the right. That's why this is important. You now have the right to choose any title company you want.
And you can shop it.
And you can shop those agencies. You can call each one and figure out which title company you want. So in choosing a title company, you need to know to ask the right questions. Take Melanie's name and number down so you can, at least you can check with her when you're doing it, because you have the right to choose your own.
Sure.
Yeah, and you have a right to call me, ask me your title question. If I don't know it, I have a bevy of attorneys behind me. I have underwriters. I have Ed and Joel, the head of our company, that can answer questions for you. And, I've got a big team of people that can help me with that. But generally, being 20 years in the industry, I pretty well know. I know a lot of the questions myself. So I'm Melanie Lawson with Capital Title, and you can reach me at 720-875-0177.
720-875-0177. Now, fees. Let's talk about fees, because there's fees with all of you guys, all right? So, how does that work? Is it on the loan amount that they charge, or?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't want to pick, you know, you don't want to pick screwball title insurance company that has the lowest rate.
Right.
We do have some of the lowest rates in Colorado, but we have the backing of Stewart Title. So you have to balance that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Stewart Title is the second larger of insurance in the nation.
Right.
We go with their fees, and they are some of the lowest in the state of Colorado. And that's a really easy sell for me. I really don't have to sell rate.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm telling you, though, is the service is different.
That's why I choose Capital Title.
Absolutely.
We've been together for a long time. Because their fees, one of the things title companies have to do is every year they have to post their fees to DOR and get them approved and sanctioned before they can actually, they can't just raise them to arbitrarily raise them.
Right.
And just because one title company, and I've known many, that will charge higher fees, that doesn't mean that they're better. They're still taking them to the same place to get underwritten.
Right.
Right.
So whether it's this title company or that, the underwriting portion is still the same. What's the service that goes behind it? And seriously, that's why I picked Capital, because they give you great service and their fees are very reasonable.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Melanie Lawson is with us from Capital Title. If you've got any kind of questions about these two worlds, mortgages or the title companies, our phone lines are open, 303-477-5600. Cassie's with us in studio running our Facebook Live. If you have any kind of questions, maybe you can't pick up the phone and call, you're in the office, something, but you can get on Facebook. If you got any kind of question there, send us your question, and we'll get that on as well. Now, you talk about liens real quick. We deal with contractors a lot with Haystack Help.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody doesn't pay them. You hear about them putting a lien
on a
mechanics lien. Explain, are those pretty effective, or how do you have to prove those as a person to, you know, get them on, and what's it take to get them off? You got to pay that in full, right?
You do. And that's one of the things we're masters at. Our processing team there, you know, Deb and our team there, just dig till you just wouldn't believe what we do. But when you have mechanics liens on a property, first of all, you know, after 13 months, those mechanics liens, they have to file to make sure that those mechanics liens, they
are
have to file
valid.
A notice. Yeah, they have to file a notice that they're going to continue that mechanics lien, that it's still out there. If not, then the lien becomes invalid.
Hmm.
But the other thing is that a mechanics lien, one of the things we sign off on in a purchase is that everything has been taken care of. In other words, that prior owner, we have a form that they sign that says, you know, we take care of all the, that everything's been taken care of, right, that everything's free and clear. Because you have to ensure that that comes over, you know, to the, mm-hmm, to the new, that it comes to the new purchaser free and, right, clear. And that, that brings us to owner's extended coverage. One of the things that that covers is those, the, when things like that rear their ugly head. If you were my brother, I would tell you, do not buy a house without owner's extended coverage.
Really?
In the contract, generally, you can make the seller pay for it. That, which generally, correct, it's pretty customary, yep, to see, yep, the seller. Am I right?
That's correct. That's correct.
In general, you see the seller paying for the owner's extended coverage anyway. But that owner's extended coverage covers some of the exceptions that the regular insurance doesn't cover. It's only, with our company, at $65. And it makes a huge difference because you're covered, yeah, against that. Why would you go through? It's like identity theft, you know?
Sure.
You don't know what the, what, the benefit of having that insurance is until you, until it happens to you. But when a mechanic's lien rears its ugly head, it's a big deal. Or when a lien against the prior owner,
right,
rears its, you go to refi and there's a lien against the prior owner hanging out there.
I have a,
that's our issue,
a loan currently that you and I are working on, where we were getting ready to close and we were just waiting for the certificate of occupancy. When we went to pull that new lien, the builder had not paid all the workers, and there were 17 liens put on that property, right, 2 days prior to us closing.
Oh, and they know that.
Well, the builder knew about it at the time.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden we go, okay, wait a minute. We got to stop and, yeah, try to figure this out because he hadn't paid the concrete guy or the, yeah, the roofing guy.
And
so they just slap a quick lien on it to slow it down.
People,
and that's
pay,
what owner's insurance.
Because people will pay a general contractor. That guy, mm-hmm, didn't pay the subs.
Right.
Those,
right,
guys come back and.
They can come back and get, yeah, it. Yes.
Well, and in general, what happens is, you know, when you start a process, you get a title commitment. So,
right,
you're committing to having title insurance. You're committing to issue the title insurance for that transaction. The policy is issued the day of the closing. Well, anything that happens in between that is, you know, can, things can happen in between that. If a title company is not accurate and pulling another search the day of your closing just to ensure you're new, then they're really not doing their job. But and that, we absolutely do that.
And that's
what
it can, mm-hmm, come back and get you.
So really hours before it's supposed to be all done.
Correct.
You pull something just
right. We do it a couple of days ahead too, because if it's something, yeah, that's hanging out there, we want to see it. You know, my lender wants to know a couple of days in advance.
Yes.
And then if it's not, if there's nothing there, again, we'll pull it again the day of closing, especially on a purchase.
Right.
Yes.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Are you buying your first home? Or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106. At Denver Home Navigators, we help map your course. It's all about you. Call me now at 303-506-0106 or visit my website at denverhomenavigators.com. I'm Pamela Meyer, the exclusive agent for Haystack Help Radio, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 67 in Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I always feel like, Kurt, there's a certain time you got to come in after. Let the intro go a little bit, you know, and then come in.
Right. I'm just dancing them.
Yeah, me
Kurt
too.
Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Melanie Lawson from Capital Title. Again, if you've got any kind of questions about mortgages, anything to do with title companies, 303-477-5600. If you want to reach Melanie and you have any questions for her, her number is 720-875-0177.
Okay. One thing that happens with me a lot, especially with parents and different things, them wanting to put their kids on a title, we'll do a quick claim deed.
Ooh, let me talk about kids on title first.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand wanting to put a child on title. I totally get where people are coming from that. What happens is that if you go to refinance your house or you go to purchase your house, it becomes a, it's not a problem, it is just an issue. And the issue is that you basically, the court assigns a guardian ad litem, and you have to create a trust so that the child gets, if you're doing a cash out refi and you want to take $20,000 out, and the child's one-third owner, one-third of that has to go into a trust fund for him. So it creates problems to where it has to be adjudicated, and we have to have, there has to be... you have to protect that child because that child has an interest, right, becomes an owner in that property. And so what we do through our system and what our courts do is protect that child and their interest in that property. So it's great to put them on there because if something happens to you,
get it,
but it does become an issue and you do have to jump through some hoops if you're going to refi or purchase with that child on title.
Now, when you're doing a quick claim, there are times to where somebody will get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll want to add. That's the simplest way.
Right.
There's a thing called a warranty deed. What's the difference between the two?
Ooh, huge. A quit claim, and people call it a quick claim. It is not a quick claim. It is a quit claim. And what you are doing is quitting your claim. So if you and I were married, Kurt, sorry, Diana, and we had to, and you were putting me on title, then what would happen is you would do, if you did a quit claim deed, you would, all you're doing is quitting your claim, and now we both are taking title.
Right.
So any claim that you had prior to that, I take on. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that's going to attach because of something that you did on the property, maybe you have your business attached to it, and I'm quit claimed onto title, then you have to realize that I would be responsible for whatever is attached to that property.
IRS tax lien.
Mm.
So if you put somebody on that has one, you've all of a sudden joined in with having it with them.
So you're marrying somebody, the best way to do it is to do a warranty deed. Why? Because they warrant that anything from that moment in the past is taken care of, that there's no liens or judgments that are going to come up. you warrant, that's the term, warrant. We warrant, or we assure you that nothing's going to come up on that title. So a better way to do it, if you and I were going to marry, is to, I would require a warranty deed so that you're responsible for anything prior to that time.
And you're not.
Right. Doesn't attach to me.
Okay. Now, the biggest thing that has come up over the last 6 months to a year is wire fraud.
Mainly
in purchases, when people are moving money, let's say you sell a house and then that afternoon or the next day you're going to close on your new one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just normally take the money and wire it from that title company to the new one or to the same one.
Right.
But right now there's a lot of problems with wire fraud going on.
Right. And
help us understand.
Oh, wow. And we're the front line for this.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about, do you mind if I talk about cashier's checks and things of that nature
first?
Okay, so the way that we used to do it, I mean, if you're 50 plus like me, okay, admit it. But we used to go to the table and we'd have the check made out to Melanie Lawson. So the check would be made out to Melanie Lawson. We'd turn it over and say, Melanie Lawson for capital title. And that's how we would endorse the check. The reason we can't do that anymore is, think about it. If you bank with one of the major banks and they have an app where you can take a picture of a check, I could take that cashier's check made out to me, take a picture of it, deposit it into my account, and that check instantly is no good. So now tell me why a title company would want to take the risk, you know, with a $100,000 check or a $200,000 check or what, or $20,000 check. They have to have the cashier's check made out to them. And most title companies will only accept it made out to them. Not only that, they'll only accept it under a certain amount. So because of good funds law, and that is law, it doesn't go from title company to title company. Just because they won't take your personal check, it's not a personal insult. It's law. And the law, right, the law says that we have to have good funds. Why? Because if something goes amok, we don't want anybody held up, any cloud on title because of that. So that is a big thing. We want to make sure that the funds are good. So now let's go to wires. Wow, we've had a lot of wire fraud.
Yes, we have.
This world is changing so much, mm-hmm. and so many people are involved in the internet and into this hacking situation. My biggest advice to you is to make sure you're talking to someone that you have personally been, like Kurt can tell you, call Melanie. You will get wiring instructions personally from me from 875-720-875-0177, and you will call me and you will get personal wiring instructions. I will instruct your bank personally. I will correspond with your bank personally. So anybody from our company, you know, whether it's, you know, Stacy or Carla, everybody is going to be sending wiring instructions directly to your lender. Under no circumstances do we accept anything that says we're going to change your, we have a change of wire. We decided to put it into another account. That's what we're, emails title companies are
and
getting.
They look official, I'm assuming.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
they look
so
official.
They do, very much.
Right.
They know how to get logos and all the stuff. They're always missing one or two
mm-hmm.
things. But you never, with wires,
call.
You always call to verify the information because there's, I know many customers that have wired $250,000 and they can't close on the home because that money's gone and they got nothing to buy.
And everybody's trying to track where that money went.
Yep.
You know, we carry insurance for that very kind of thing. But I'm telling you, it's not us they're manipulating a lot of times. A lot of times if it's why they're giving information to your customer. It's not just the title company.
Right.
They may hack you and tell your customer to send the wire to somewhere. And so I'm saying, hey, I don't have it. I'm the title company. What are you talking about? You wired me $125,000. And your customer says, I got an email. Uh-uh. You call every time. This is one of those times where we shut technology down to the nth degree and say, no way, this doesn't happen.
Well, see, that happened to me. I got a wire.
Mm-hmm.
I got a notification, and my office manager asked me, she said, well, where am I supposed to send this wire?
Mm-hmm.
I got part of your information. I said, well, I never sent you anything.
Hmm.
She said, well, I got this that it said it came from you. So in a research, and this is in the same office. And I said, I never sent that. We are not going there. We got on the phone, called the title company, made sure that the money was being moved properly, and then we turned it over to them so they could turn it over to the wire fraud department. You cannot, I can't say that enough, listen to things that are coming across on the internet on wiring, money. Never. It's like if the IRS asks you, send me money. No, they don't do it that way. contact. Call the title company. Get the information, make sure it's correct.
There's so many ways they can say your last wire didn't go through. It needs to be rerouted to blank, 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 blank. They're not even hacking you. They're just sending you an email because either they have something showing that you have applied for a mortgage or you're a mortgage company or you're a title company, and it sends us on a wild goose chase. And people are learning. They're just pick up the phone and talk to somebody. Yeah. Know who you're talking to.
That's when the computers don't work. That's where you have to get on the phone.
And in Colorado State Government and DORA is adamant that every closing we do, that everything that we do has this on it. Verify phone by phone your wiring instructions.
Correct.
You got to be very careful just as a consumer note with cashier's checks in general. You know, I would never release merchandise, whether somebody's coming to buy a car from me, golf clubs, whatever you're saying. Because, right. I mean, I'm telling you, we have had a ton of those that have come through over the last few years with Haystack where they said, hey, they gave me a cashier's check. It said Chase Bank, whatever the case. And, you know, and usually a lot of the bad folks out there, you're selling something for, you know, $800. They bring you one for $4,000.
Yes.
Oh, I had this made. Can you just write me a check for the difference?
You cut me back
over.
The difference.
And we've had them do that, and then the cashier's check's no good, so now you're out the money that you wrote them, and you're out your merchandise that you sold. So I would be very, very careful just in transactions, man.
Transferring money is a big thing now. Just watch your money. Be careful. I mean, we're all smart people, and if you think it through and be careful, and in this case where there's money concern, ixnay the technology.
Yes. Right. Get on the phone. Call.
Get on the phone.
Because when we deal with it, are you going to wire the money? You're going to do a cashier's check. Okay. If it's a cashier's check, make it out to this title company. Great. If it's not, contact so-and-so at my title company, and they will make sure you get the right wiring instructions. I'm not even going to send them over.
Right.
Because I don't want somebody else picking up my information when I'm sending it to the customer.
Sure. So. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage and Melanie Loss from Capital Title. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Scott Whatley, host of Haystack Help Radio, and Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems invite you to an introductory seminar Thursday, January 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Englewood Library. This is your first step toward radically improving your eating habits and therefore radically improving your health. Dr. Stedman and his staff at Integrated Health Systems will guide you through a six-week program, including weekly check-in calls, recipes and meal plans, natural supplements, a private in-office appointment with a metabolic coordinator. And when you call before Friday, December 29th, and mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 20% off the entire six-week program. Call Integrated Health Systems at 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617, and become healthier by eating healthier. Sign up for the introductory seminar with Dr. Stedman today.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts and wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and show information. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 11th through 14th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, our mortgage specialist, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500, and their website is aimortgage.net. Melanie Lawson is our special guest today, and she is with Capital Title. And, you know, if you have any questions about this, you know, what they do, how they can help, questions, give her a call, 720-875-0100. A few minutes left here, Melanie. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, when someone, you know, married couple is on the title together, one of them pass away, what happens then? Is it just...
Depends on how they're in title. And okay. That's why it's so important at the beginning of a transaction, from the very first time you purchase the, that you're dealing with people who know what they're doing. I can't stress enough that when you have a team like Kurt and Capital Title together, when you have AIM and Capital, you've got people that are going to protect you. Remember that every one of those documents at the closing table, honestly, is to protect the lender. You sign them, or they don't do the loan, and you go through that process. But we're also here to protect your interests.
Right.
When you're doing a purchase, you set up how you want to take title. So if you take it as joint tenants, then when one person passes away, the other person takes the title. Now, if there's probate issues, there's probate issues, and that would have to go through a probate attorney. But the property in itself would automatically transfer to the other person, the only person being in title. If you are tenants in common, that's a little different. Tenants in common, if we're married and I die, then it goes to my heirs. So my heirs, either by my will or by state law, it'll go to whoever that's laid out to be. And my 50%, so you would only own 50%, and my 50% would go to my heirs at large. Now, if my will says you take the property, and that, then, you know, that kind of self-adjudicates itself, as long as there's no uprising in the courts and somebody doesn't challenge that.
Right.
But tenants in common, it goes to me. So if I have children from a prior marriage that, and I want them to inherit parts of my property, that would be a reason to do a tenants in common.
Mm-hmm.
And not a joint tenancy, because joint tenancy, it's going to fall to whoever.
And that could be if you've been married the second time. And
that's correct.
You know, you got a blended family.
Right.
That's what you want to do.
But if you don't want to do that, if you want your new husband to take title once you
if have... If something happened right, to you, you want him to have the whole thing.
Correct.
And you'll see a lot of that in reverse mortgage, joint
right.
tenants.
Absolutely.
They'll just, okay, it's automatically yours, see you bye.
Right.
But the tenants and comments is when you got those blended families and things like that happen.
Right. Right.
So this is a pretty competitive field, I would assume.
Absolutely.
The title. Right. What do you really feel like, you know, you guys got this award, you're talking about the
Circle of Excellence. It's huge.
What do you
it's
think
huge.
You guys, I mean, what sets you apart?
Service. Talking to people, just like you and I are talking. I mean, if you called me up in a week and said, hey, Mel, I got a question for you. You know, I want to do this, or I want to do that, or I'm trying to work with this. I could tell you, you know, what that document entails. If we could prepare it for you, what kind of attorney review it needs, and if it needs, you know, what would suffice for that.
Right.
So if you're going through a transaction, we just hand walk you through it. There's nothing there on that table that I don't understand. So, you know, when I sit down at the table, we take a little longer in explaining things to people.
Yeah.
And the reason we do it is because the people that do closings for us are very knowledgeable in what they do.
So this should be an exciting time for people. Hey, you're getting a house, you're selling something,
yeah.
whatever. And
yeah. Put the right team in place.
You shouldn't have to be fearful if you got the right
If you got the right team. But when you sit down, as most people, and you see, okay, there's 100 pages here that I got to sign them. It's like, okay,
really?
Now, you had mentioned you won a very rare award. I think you need to expand a little bit more and just kind of say it was this.
Remember,
expand what that is.
Remember, Stewart Title is the second largest issuer of title in the United States. They awarded us a Circle of Excellence Award. We're the only agency in Colorado that holds that Circle of Excellence Award. It is just phenomenal. We work so hard. And what it basically says is that we have really high volume and basically no losses, really low losses. So the losses that we experience, and I think a lot of it is because we do this grassroots thing. We talk to people like they're human beings. And if there's an issue or a problem, we make it our problem. We take it personally. It matters to us.
I think it's important that people understand that when DORA, or when the federal government changed the law, came out with TRID a couple years ago, they have the right to choose their own title company.
Absolutely.
So if you're thinking about buying a house or thinking about refinancing, I use Capital. I use one other title company, and that's it. I'm very comfortable with them. I know what you guys do. But if you're thinking about it, you need to seriously, you know, look around, talk to other people.
And
shop it, because you'd be surprised as to what knowledge you can find out.
Be comfortable
before you ever get there. So when you walk to the table, when they say certain things, you know what's going to happen. You know how it's worked. You know how to bring the money. You know where to transfer and wire the money.
You wouldn't go to surgery. You wouldn't go to surgery without researching the surgeon.
Yeah.
Don't go to a closing without knowing who your title company is.
Yeah. And while you may trust me, and I appreciate that.
But you're as honest as the day is long. We go to the table, and it is what you said it was.
But you still need to always double check. You know, get behind it and make sure. Make sure that you're being protected. And we've always talked that way.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Melanie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Great information. If you've got any questions about this, again, you can reach Melanie, 720-875-0177. Mr. Rogers, your disclosure, sir.
Disclosure, affordable interest mortgage at 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and we are an equal credit lender. Our NMLS number is 298-191.
Cassie, thank you for running our Facebook Live today. And thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio and this special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, Affordable Interest Mortgage can help you out, 720-895-0500. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com. A lot of great companies there to do business with. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.